Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting second, the third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third, the right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh, the catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ken Raffensperger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ken Raffensperger. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Tommy Brown. Batting second, the center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third, the right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bruce Edwards. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Kelly. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Kelly. And now, play ball. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski takes first base on ball four. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borkowski moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Borkowski moves to third. Adams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Borkowski scores. Adams moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Borkowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raffensperger moves to third. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Semenik and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Marshall moves to second. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Kluszewski reaches second base with a double. Marshall scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kluszewski moves to third. Turk Lown now pitching. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. Semenik strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hatton. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Hatton steals second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raffensperger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. One out. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raffensperger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermansky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeffcoat moves to third. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up for a double play. Jeffcoat scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Reds. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kluszewski hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Kluszewski reaches second base with a double. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-2 in the game. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brown picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Brown. Kluszewski scores. It's 3-1, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raffensperger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 3 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown is 0 for 1 in the game. Lown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hatton. The throw from Edwards and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Semenik strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a pop-up towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Raffensperger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Borkowski hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jeffcoat. Borkowski reaches second base with a double. Raffensperger moves to third. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Adams hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Raffensperger scores. Borkowski scores. It's 5-1, Reds. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Adams steals second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-4 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-1, Reds. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hatton. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Hatton steals second. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Semenik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Serena pinch hits for Turk Laun. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McMillan. The throw from Edwards and he is out. Smalley applying the tag. One out. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Raffensperger strikes out. Edwards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Raffensperger out. Two outs. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Borkowski takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Borkowski. The throw from Edwards and he is out, Brown applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermansky strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.